You're tuned into Local Motives here on WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. My name is Josh.
And I'm Chaz.
And I was going to, you know, the plan was to have my little theme music playing, the Ice Picks.
That would have been good.
It would have been if I had been able to find the disc. and I was not. So that's kind of the way it goes.
That's what tapes are for, Josh.
So let's see here. We're going
to... Tapes are too big to misplace. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
That's a buzz, isn't it? We're going to do this instead.
It's really too bad this isn't a TV station.
So, that's Computer at Sea, a song called Palace Exterior. I think I've said it before, but if you ever get a chance to see him, it's worth it. It's a good time. But tonight, guests on the show, is Mr. Neat. Hold on. There you go. All right, go. Now you're all set. Now your mic's on.
All right.
So Mr. Neat here is with us. God, I can't even speak tonight.
Maybe I'll just do the show instead.
That's okay. I'm all set, Chaz.
Okay.
You're good. So, Mr. Neat, thank you for being here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And you want to just introduce yourselves quickly? Seriously, I can't speak at all.
My name is Joel Neat.
I'm Knight Joel, Nigel.
Nigel Mister.
yeah. I'm.
He's Nigel. I'm regular Joel.
Yeah. I'm Nigel Stevens Tyler, Billy Joel Glidden.
How many more jokes do we have?
All
about
right,
our
that's
names?
That's it. That's
all. We're a rock and roll band.
Rock and roll band. you know, just real quick, I forgot to do something here. My night is just, it's a wreck so far, but...
I agree.
Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 38 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com or by phone 774-2219. And WMPG is grateful for the support from our listeners and from Crooked Cove CD Replication, a local company run by musicians for musicians. Crooked Cove offers these services: CD and DVD replication and duplication, all types of packaging, as well as mastering and graphic design. On the web at crookedcove.com. Okay, there. I've said what I need to say. So, Joel and Nigel, Mr. Neat, are here tonight, and they were getting down to the computer at sea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we play shows with Galen all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, guy's gold standard for Boop and Beep, Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
It's, I've seen him twice, I think.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's really an experience. Like,
yeah.
When I first heard him, you know, before seeing him perform, I was like, yeah, all right, yeah, that's fine. But then you see it, and he's got all the equipment laid out in front of him, and the video screen,
sure.
and it's pretty great.
Yeah, great songwriter too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
dig his stuff.
That's what we value in the Portland Boop and Beep scene. weird equipment.
Yeah.
Solid songwriting.
Yeah. You don't really find that a lot. I feel like a lot of times people are just pop open laptop, start their, I don't know.
How are you supposed to make mistakes if you are using a laptop?
Exactly. That's what Mr. Neat's all about, mistakes.
Mistakes will be made.
Well, that's what you did when you came here tonight, right?
We made mistakes the whole way here.
Oh, don't look at me like that, Josh.
No. That's not what he's saying.
Oh.
Well, his mic won't be turned on again.
Yeah.
At any rate, you guys want to start with a song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Transitions nicely into this one, actually.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
I start right, this
that's
one.
That's the first mistake.
All right. You all ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Experience. I'm sorry.
Let's do that again.
Yeah.
Ready?
All right, here we go. Deal with that.
This next song is about farming.
One of several.
Yes.
man. Mr. Neat.
Yeah.
That was great.
So says Chaz.
Yeah, this is exciting.
He bought our casingle today.
For free.
Well, I offered to pay all the change in my pocket. So.
And we appreciate that, Chaz.
No problem.
No, it's great.
So, I guess. I guess maybe you should describe to people what's going on in there. What's your setup? And
we have a full marching band in here, and we have MIDI controllers attached to all of their instruments, and it's all filtered
through
a 90s
keyboard.
Full stacks.
Yeah. I have a sampler sequencer thing.
You got a drum machine.
You got a drum machine, standard. Oh, there's a popcorn cart that all this stuff is on.
It's a popcorn cart? I was wondering if you had constructed it yourself.
No, actually, I got to thank, I put all the stuff on it.
Right.
But no, I'm not that cool. This is actually something Charlie Mitchell, my boss at Bayside Bowl, gave me. So thanks to him. I don't know if I've ever said that publicly, but now it's forever. So, So there's some of my stuff on here.
I play keyboard.
Yeah, Joel plays marching band keyboard.
Just a second. I'm going to take my shirt off.
Oh, all right. That's kind of...
Everyone does it here.
Radio show.
It gets really warm in there, even in the dead of winter this.
So
I wouldn't call it the dead of winter anymore.
No, spring's right around the corner.
It's like the undead of
winter. We've almost killed it.
Yeah.
So things just got a lot hotter in there.
Some like it hot.
I took my sweatshirt off, exposing my collared shirt. Yeah. All right. This next song is about our friend David. It's called Nobody Emails David. Wait a sec. Yeah. I got to introduce this one. That you could purchase on the websites.
Pop songs, because that one is a pop song.
We write pop music.
Right, pop.
We're affiliated with the pop movement. It's MrNeat.bandcamp.com.
There you go.
Yeah. If you need to buy it,
and Neat is NEET.
That's right. That's right. Important.
Stands for
not in employment, education, or training.
Which is us.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
We wish we weren't in employment, education, or training.
I think I'm
awesome.
In all of those.
Yeah.
So and you just put that album out just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. We've been working on it for a long time. We did all the we tracked everything and mm-hmm. mixed and mastered everything.
It's got everything on it. It's got remixes we've done of our yep. friends' bands. It's got a mashup we did of two of our friends' bands. We yep. got all of our friends to sing on it.
Yeah, that was the best part. It's yeah. a lot of different voices, so if you don't like what you hear tonight, never fear.
There are more voices.
There's more voices.
The official real versions.
Yeah. yeah. real.
So is the mashup one you were saying, is that song you sing to David?
Song you sing to Dave.
Dave. Yeah,
it's a different guy.
Because it's a Rattlesnake song, Hey Dave, and
the
song you sing to me by the 500s. Yeah. Yes.
And I noticed the Rattlesnake shirt.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Joel was wearing a fur shirt earlier.
There's an awesome band in Portland. This is a local music show.
More shirts are coming off right now.
I'm taking off another shirt to reveal a shirt that has fur on
Joel's
it.
Joel's basically a Russian nesting doll.
Yeah. Michael Stipe.
I'm going to take my hair off, and it's going to have messages on my baldness.
All right, and that's what this next song is about.
Yeah, this next song is a real pop song. It's, you know, it gets played on the radio all the time.
Like right now.
I can't stress enough how often it's played. It's songs about God or drinking? Or
creative
writing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the... Here we go.
Myself, imagine a nun slapping my hand. A guy bought me a drink, and it repeated itself without much difference. The intensity is important. Beyond that, I don't have much preference. Turn down his offer. I have to work alone if I want to be an unreliable author. And the bars downtown can make your apartment feel like the suburbs, but commiserating with friends while sober requires too many adverbs.
Next song is also about farmers.
It's the last
a different
last
type.
Yeah, the other one was Proverbial Farmers.
This song
is Metaphorical Farmers.
Yes.
There was no answer. There was no answer.
It's a slow jam.
There was no answer.
There was no answer.
There was no answer.
And everything was science.
There was no answer.
Everyone's hovering over the ground.
There was no answer.
But only I can see the horizon.
There was no answer. 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 There was no answer.
There was no answer.
There was no answer.
And everything was science.
Oh my gosh, my own mic wasn't turned on. Oh.
That was great.
Thanks. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, so you're listening to WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. That was, or is still, Mr. Neat live here in the studio. Joel and Nigel. And this is the break that we needed, right?
Well, we still, we don't need it right here, but we can, you know,
Well, whatever you want to do, I mean.
We can chat.
whatever
we're down,
whatever you're down for.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, those all the songs we played so far, except for Nobody Emails David, are not on our album. But we'll get there. Playing some of those songs.
No, Generic Intensifier is on there.
Oh, yeah.
The song about God, yeah. Creative writing and alcohol is on, yeah. The album.
Yeah, we know that's what.
That was a great song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that last one, it's not. We're trying to pull together another album, actually, out of thin air. It's not working. So
yeah,
far,
we wrote it, but
we keep forgetting about it. The rest of the things you got to do.
Well, I mean, it seems like you've got plenty of songs going, ready to go, though.
Most of them go at the same time. It's usually a problem, but but yeah, we've got
due
songs.
To the nature of our songs, sometimes songs happen within songs.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's mostly computers. I blame it on computers.
I blame everything on computers.
Yeah.
Our album is a commentary on how computers are a problem.
They're bad and stuff.
We're Luddites.
It's pretty.
I need 50 copies of your album.
Oh, by the way, we got a show on Tuesday at One Longfellow Square.
Yeah.
The show is dedicated to Longfellow, one of the greatest poets who ever lived.
I'm sure he'd be really
happy. He wasn't that great. that's why everyone's laughing.
but
I'm missing out on stats class for it.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Oh,
fine.
Speaking of which, and this next song.
Well, we got a segue. Yeah. I mean, unless you guys have something.
So, Tuesday night, you said. Right? All right, Tuesday night, One Longfellow Square.
It's like 7 o'clock, maybe. I don't know.
It's like nine o'clock.
And you're playing with
Leverett, who is also really great. And actually, we haven't had a chance to play with them yet, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Portland doesn't have a big boop and beep scene, but
and yet we have only played with one other boop and beep band.
No, I mean we've played with Jesse Gertz's old project Glass Fingers twice, I think, but and those are both really great, but I'm psyched to play with everybody.
Yeah.
You should play a Leverett song at some point.
Maybe we will.
Maybe not like
it's right over there. It's right behind me.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Looming, I can see it.
Yeah, it just hangs here behind me every night, every Friday night.
More of a demon than
a song. I was wondering what that looming CD was.
Yeah. So back to statistics.
Yeah,
probability.
We lead the way in rock bands that critique statistical inference.
Yeah. We do spend about half the time writing songs and half the time talking about Ian Hacking and other philosophers of
Ian
technology
and Federici
and science.
And Deleuze.
So this song is called Probable Cause. And it's good to go.
All right.
Probably not. Should I smile if I'm in a bad mood? Probably. If I'm hungry, should I steal some friggin' food? Yeah, probably not. Should I work hard all day? Probably. Should I work hard at all? Probably not. Yeah, futures measured in hours and feet with a certain.
of us high risk assets by monetizing habits. They neutralize a fast, securitize a mass.
Take a break, a quick, short break of
a, break.
A duration.
A break of breaking.
It's not really. I mean, Joel's making a bigger deal. Usually in our live shows, we don't talk to anybody, especially each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We like to create a mysterious image.
Yeah. We usually set up facing away from the audience with really bright lights, bam, right in their face. Yeah. It's kind of a concept. I don't know.
All right.
I'm not sure so, what the concept
so
is.
So I don't. So people should come out Tuesday night and stare at your backs.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
As we're shrouded in darkness to play Blue Oyster Cult songs.
All right. Chaz wants me to. I'm.
Well, if you don't want to do it, I'll do it.
That guy's a bad influence.
I'm terrible at my job.
What?
But Chaz wants me to remind people that they can call in and
yell at us.
And well, they'll yell at me, and I'll pass it along to you. I'm not going to put them on the air to yell at you, but the number is 780-4909. If anybody does want to call in,
area code 207.
We're here. And Mr. Neat is performing live in the studio.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep playing songs, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I hope so.
Get some more songs.
Yeah.
I know. We're all having a grand time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like both of you?
And Dan and Larson. Yeah. You know, Larson had to leave. He had a show.
All right. Well,
but
and all the people listening too.
That's
I mean,
true.
They're partying in their cars.
That's
and
cool.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You told them to become inebriated.
That's
and
true.
And they're working on that.
That's, sweet. Yeah. This is going to be a party.
All right.
Yeah.
So, do you guys? I know we're not supposed to ask questions, but are you guys good friends?
Josh and I. Yes, of course.
We know each other.
We're the closest of friends.
We're well, if you count on Facebook, because we're friends on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's exactly what we meant.
That's the extent of it.
I asked that because this song's about friendship, so you guys should think about yourselves.
I also love to tell him bad jokes and talk to him about old technology.
That's us.
That's all. That's also what the song's about.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this is the first song we ever wrote.
Friends are terrible.
and can't afford much when bought into them, cause they murder your soul and they call themselves friends. I say no, dumb, trash. No, dumb, trash.
Song about, wait, this song isn't about friends. The song is
song about, well, it can be about friends.
It can be,
I guess, like, I don't know, you know, what's anything really about? Actually, this should be pretty obvious.
Oh yeah, it is obvious.
I'm sorry,
look, we have something to say.
And I'm sorry about everything that's ever been done by anyone except me, except me, except me, except me. Everything sucks, it's not my fault. Everything sucks, it's not my fault. Everything sucks, it's not my fault. And I'm sorry.
This next song is a love song.
All right. Let's just
kinda
go right
it's a sad
in
song, but it's also a happy song.
Yeah.
Depending on who you're thinking
your
about.
Perspective.
Your perspectives.
I'm sending cards, signs, pictures of the clients.
All right. Mr. Neat live here in the studio. That was like three songs you did?
Yeah.
I believe that you're right.
We're
good.
We're kind of, yeah. I don't know. I think we gabbed more earlier than we anticipated. Still, this is not as bad as that Poland Street show that we just played. We, I think we went on at like 9:45 and we're supposed to be done at 10, and we definitely weren't, but,
we continued anyway.
Yeah. But we just like, just played songs, you know, just nothing but the best. It was like a best
all killer, no filler.
Yeah. That's what we're all about here at Neat Enterprises.
Sometimes that happens where the only places they'll let you play are in basements. And at One Longfellow Square next Tuesday.
That's right.
Oh, I see what you did there. This song we'll probably play then. Check it out.
We keep playing songs?
Yeah. Let's
the guy says yes.
The guy
thanks,
knows
guy.
What he's talking about. All right. So this next one we did on a
compilation
that we can't say the name of.
No.
I guess.
Cut the Poop Records.
Cut the Poop.
Put out a compilation of songs they recorded all in one day. They had a recording party.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's a new thing that the young kids are doing.
Yep.
We're young kids.
Yep. So here we go.
Song's about being sick of things.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
upset. I pretend to be calm.
Song, but
you do,
yeah.
Well, how about this? How about we wrap up our talking,
yeah,
and then you guys can just take us out with your last song, and then I've got some Leverett queued up.
Oh, sweet,
and we'll let you get on with your evenings.
Yeah.
Cool. So Mr. Neat, Joel, yep, and Nigel have been here tonight for Local Motives.
Yeah, it was great.
It's been amazing. And can go to Mr. Neat, double E, no A.
No
dot,
way.
Dot bandcamp.com.
No way.
There is an A in band camp, too, actually.
Yep.
All right, to recap, MRNEET dot bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
And you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
So there's no period after Mister?
No, not in a URL.
No.
Why not?
We decided that would cause problems in the server. We talked to our computer master about it, and he said it would lead to problems. Say what type. It's a confidential.
Secret. Now, when you write it out, Do you use a period or do you go British?
Yeah, we go for the whole full MR dot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we capitalize the NEET because it's an acronym, but yep. I mean, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Like, really, I don't know.
It's the proper name of your band.
Yeah.
So. I don't care how anybody spells anything.
I don't care how you're spelling.
Not even in French. Right,
yeah.
So MrNeet.bandcamp.com and on Facebook, and Tuesday night, going to be at One Longfellow Square.
Yeah.
With Leverett. And a few weeks ago, we actually gave away a season pass to the... This is the Live and Local at One Longfellow, right? Yeah, we gave away a season pass to that series. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, they better be.
Yeah.
So, all right. So people can go and get your album, and they can go see you play. Yep. And... then they're going to listen to you do one last song tonight.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to say before we go? Hi, Mom.
Well, hi, parents. Thank you for birthing me. And
my parents aren't listening. I didn't tell them about this.
And,
it's a prank.
You know, I want to say thanks to all the people that came. We have a lot of group vocals on our new record there. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. We just had everybody come over. Joel and I live together, too. And we had everybody come over and record a bunch of group vocals. And it made the album, like, like 1,000 million times better. So I just thanks to all of them. All their names are inside of the record. Like the Da Vinci Code, I guess. I've never read those. But all right.
We want to thank all of our fans for coming to our shows and dancing.
Yeah.
Because
thank
the whole point
dancing.
Of our dance music is for people to dance to it.
Yeah. Or listen.
Out in Radio Land can't see this, but everybody here has been dancing.
It makes you want to move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's fun.
They're knocking over equipment.
I mean, we were dancing really hard to Galen stuff. It's by all measures better than
that hovering
we've ever
CD.
Done, but,
you were, and there's a short video that appeared in my inbox.
Well,
yeah.
And believe it or not, even I was dancing. I was wiggling my finger here. So
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one goes out to Santa Sussman, and here we go.
Yeah, the song's about Donald Sussman.
All right. Thank you guys very much for being here.
Yeah.
And thanks to Dan for taking care of the sound, and Chaz and Larson for being here.
Yeah.
And,
you're welcome.
We'll talk after.
Yeah. All right. This one's Community Office.
Development.
Just don't get it.
Playing patron to the poor.
Just don't
swear you share workspace tailor for today's independent professionals' wishes to be left alone, filled with chemicals and the self-satisfaction of buying local. But what kind of project saves the world? Compact fluorescent and human capital. Adaptable space into a synergistic orgy of opportunity, until your only aspiration left is to secure more funding from Donald Sussman. And mostly you can't see a screaming, crying from the eagle-eye views of your man on Wall Street. Mostly you can't see a screaming, crying from the eagle-eye views of your man on Wall Street. Can't see a screaming, crying from the eagle-eyed views of your man on Wall Street. Mostly you can't see a screaming, crying from the eagle-eyed views of your man on Wall Street.